Last week, we left off in the middle. We went to Bizui Mitzvah at the end. But we were discussing, we had started Malikim and Erel Aner, and then through Malikim and Erel Aner, we went all into all the permutations of Bizui Mitzvah. So we're supposed to pick up today My Hava Allah. So that's Chaf Beis and Beis, about 3/5 down. My Hava Allah. So what's the bottom line? Do we say like Rav? Do we say like Shmuel? Are we able to say Malikin Miner Lener? Right? Or are we not able to say Malikin Miner Lener? Amar Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua. Says Rav Huna, Breder, son of Yeshua. Chazina. Let us see how we paskin. Yeah, Laka Isa Mitzvah. If the lighting of the Menorah, that shafts the Mitzvah, that creates the Mitzvah. Malikim and Erlaner. Because once you lit the menorah, you fulfilled your obligation, and therefore you can light from one candle to another candle because the mitzvah is done already. How much is the mitzvah done? Even so much so that if they blow out, as long as you didn't blow it out, you're yaitzeh, right? But like, halakha is the mitzvah. I mean, kabsa zakla and your lakha is not necessarily connected, but you have to at least say that the mitzvah was fulfilled to say that, right? So halakha is the mitzvah. Lighting is the mitzvah. Hanacha is a mitzvah, or vinacha is a mitzvah, ein malikin miner lener. And if hanacha is the mitzvah, then you cannot light from candle to candle.
It was more because it's not a bizui. If the hanacha is a mitzvah, then to go from one to another, you're still involved in the mitzvah, and you're not. It wouldn't be a
bizoyon.
It would be still involved in the mitzvah, so to speak.
So let's see. Rashi, ilaka is a mitzvah. Yeah, mitzvah shalchanah could tell you about halaka. Right? If the mitzvah is, that's Rashi understands it like you're saying, right?
Okay.
The others said not that way. Okay. So I just said right. Okay. And we'll see why later. I don't want to get to it. But Rashi says like Nachum. Yeah, mitzvah shalchanah could tell you about halaka. Madlikin. What does Rashi say? Very interestingly, where do we learn this from? Kedash Kachan? The menorah. So I'm going to go back to it in 1 second. The Ainacha is mitzvah, k'mitzvah satali b'anacha. If the name is tali b'anacha. Ema likim in elanir, dehalakla mitzvah kulehai. Right? The placement is the mitzvah, hanacha is the mitzvah. So you can't, you're not doing a ma'isa mitzvah. By lighting. Now let's go back. Said Rashi. If halakha is the mitzvah, you can go malikin, you can light from candle to candle, like you see in the menorah. This is very interesting. You know why? I'm sure everybody remembers the Rambam. The Rambam in Bias HaMikdash says a remarkable thing. Judge, you know the Rambam was?
That one he knows.
That you know. I don't have to ask any questions. Says the Rambam, if anyone else looks at that afterwards, Perek Tes, Halakha Zion. This is a tremendous Rambam. The Rambam says, Rambam in the beginning of the Perek Tes actually talks about, we know that a Kohen is the only one who could do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Only a Kohen can do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And if a non-Kohen, a Zar does Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he's liable, right? It's terrible Avodah for a non-Kohen to do it. Avoid in the basement. It says the Rambam, "V'chein halakas haneiros, halakas haneiros, is kshera bizarim. A non-Kohen could light candles, could go ahead and light the menorah in the base of Megdash. Lefichach, im heitiv ha-Kohen es haneiros. If the Kohen, the non-Kohen cannot set up the haneiros, he can't do hatavas haneiros. Who, where is the mitzvah hatavas haneiros? Who's that promised to? The Kohan. And what parsha is that?" Aaron's promise. So Hatavas Haneiros, for sure Kohanim have and nobody else. But lighting the candle, says the Rambam, a non-Jew, a non-Kohen can light it. Problem. How could he walk into the Heichal to light the... Man, Cheskel's getting like, what's going on over here? A chutzpah. A chutzpah. Where are you walking to my place? So the Rambam says, you know how they're going to do it? V'hoitzion l'chutz. Mutter Lazar Ladlikan. So they would bring the menorah outside, to the Ezra's Yisrael, the Kalites, right? They led the chatzar, and they brought it back into the Heichal. The Ravid essentially agrees with the Rambam. The only thing the Ravid says, Hiflik Kishomer Mutter Lazar. The Ravid says, you say it's Mutter for a not in Kohen. Elishim had Lika, no, but if they light it, it's kosher Tov. It's not Lechatchila. Rambam sounds like Lechatchila, not in Kohen light it. Here's the problem. According to the Rambam, we see exactly not like Rashi, right? The Rambam clearly says a non-Kohen can light it. And how does a non-Kohen light it? Non-Kohen will take it out to the Chatzar, and then they'll bring it into the Heichal. So how is Rashi saying that we learn at Halakha Yisra Mitzvah like the Menorah? You see clearly in the Rambam, not that way. So the Rambam and Rashi are arguing. They are arguing, right? Because there's no way the Rambam could learn out Halakha Yisra Mitzvah. There's a kash in the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Sadiches actually asks on this Rambam. The Mitzvah Sadiches is talking about the Hatavah, preparing the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Minchas Chinuch quotes this Rambam. And he says the Ravid clearly holds the same way, right? And he says that the Ketzah Mishnah, which he does, points out if a Tzar can light it, who's not a Kohen, then even somebody who's Mechusar Kippurim, Mitzvah Kohen, who's not yet went to the mikvah, whatever, maybe collated as well, because he's not less than Yisrael, right? So, you're seeing here that really the halakha is definitely not a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, right? Right? Does that make sense? Right? And the only reason the halakha is a mitzvah because we bring it. So, Minchas Chinuch says, I'm shocked by this. Why is he so bothered? First of all, we say halakha is a mitzvah, but more than this, you have to say that the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, a little bit like Rashi, is a mitzvah to light it. You know why? Do we light the menorah? Survey says.
When
do we light the menorah?
Every day.
Every day of the week? 7 days a week? Shabbos or not?
Well, we have to light it before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos, we do it to Saturday morning. What do? Light it, you don't light it.
What about
Yom Tov?
We don't.
Does the Kohen light it? Do we light it on Shabbos, Yom Tov, or not? Stoich Shabbos. So, right? So he says, if it's not a mitzvah, it should be that you light it before Shabbos. You could do it, right? He says, how in the world? What's Pshat in this Rambam? Right? He says that he had the Shaila for years. The Maestro Keich, so the Maestro Keich asks this Shabbos. So he says, how... He blives a little bit Shver in the Rambam, and he says that the Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash actually brings down like Rashi. The Medrash says, doesn't say, the Torah's Medrash says the Torah's Kohanim. In Parshas Emor, it says, Yaruch Osam Lifnei Hashem, Yaruch Osam Lifnei Hashem, Hershelo Yisakim B'chutz. You can't light it outside and bring it inside, right? It has to be lit there. So, actually, Rashi sounds like the Medrash in the Torah's Kohanim, but let's shop at this Rambam. So, there's a famous Reb Chaim. This is one of the things we learn in Yeshiva, Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim says on the Rambam that Rashi is not such a problem. Rashi says we learn Halakha Semitzvah from the Beis Hamikdash. That's really what the Medrash is saying, right? First of all, you see you can light the menorah on Shabbos. Second of all, Torah's Kohanim says explicitly that you can't light it outside the Heichal, right? But yet, but the Rambam and the Ravid, you know, the Ravid has no problem arguing the Rambam, right? Anyone learns the Rambam knows that the Ravid is not in bed. Are you tired over here?
No, I'm just troubled.
Yeah. You're troubled. Oh my goodness.
That's worse.
So how does Rambam learn the Ashek Nishan B'Yisrael on that Neshet Chanukah? He has to reconcile that.
Rambam's not talking about Chanukah. Rambam's talking about the Neshet Mikdash. It's not, we're not going to Chanukah yet. Rambam's talking about the Neshet Mikdash. So how do you answer the Rambam and the Ravid? So Reb Chaim Brisker, and if it's Reb Chaim or the Rambam, so Reb Chaim says like this, he says, according to the Rambam, you have to say that the main mitzvah is that the candles be lit, and not the lighting. We say that the halakha, it's not the maisa halakha, it's that the Rambam holds that it has to be lit at all times. So that it's his halakha, it's not that it's the lighting, it's that it's having it lit in the Beis HaMikdash for that time. That is the halakha.
So it doesn't matter if you move it.
And it doesn't matter if you move it. So, but according to the Rambam, you have no raya. Because the Rambam calls halakha isa mitzvah, not our halakha isa mitzvah. The Gemara wants to know halakha isa mitzvah and Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's not just the Rambam, it's the Ravid. And the Kesef Mishnah doesn't say anything either. That's why the Minchas Chinuch says, like, what's going on over here? But what's clear, by the way, is that these opinions don't agree with Rashi, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Weiter. So now we're still trying to bring a proof. It's halakha isa mitzvah, not halakha isa mitzvah. Because if halakha isa mitzvah, then who do we pass it like? Rav or Shmuel? If you can light from candle to candle, who says you can light from candle to candle?
Shmuel.
So if halakha isa mitzvah, we pass in like Shmuel. Do we pass in like Shmuel? What did we see last week?
Usually, like
except for these three cases. Except for these three cases, where we said that Rabbi Ben Achmeni passed in like Shmuel. Okay, that's what we saw last week. So the Gemara then says, let's go into it in detail. The Bailuhu. Halakha isa mitzvah, halakha isa mitzvah. Halakha isa mitzvah, halakha isa mitzvah. Tashma, come here, let us hear a raya. The Amar Rava, Shiran, where's Rava? Which Rashiva? Which is Rashiva in? Pumpadisa. Just always answer Pumpadisa. No, he's actually, he missed last week. You were still in recovery. Hey, he's in recovery from last week, Shiran. Okay, the Amar Rava, the Rava says, Hayatof is near Chanukah. You're like the Statue of Liberty. You're holding the Ner Chanukah, right? The Oymed, Loy Asul Kom. You light it. No, here's the thing. You never put it down. You're lighting it like the statue. You know, everyone know what the Statue of Liberty is, right? Yeah. Right? You know, right? You're holding it, but can you imagine instead of a torch, you just like switch it to a menorah, and all of the people would be coming to America. That's what they should have done. So let's say you are the Statue of Liberty. You light it. You hold it. You don't budge. So there's no hanacha there, right? You lit it. There's no movement. It's where it is. The Rava says that we see lo asav lo klum. You lo asav lo klum means it's a big fat zero. You do not fulfill your obligation of lighting candles of the mitzvah menorah. Shma mina hanacha ma'isa mitzvah. So the Gemara says, oh, you see from there that you had that. Why did you? Was it lo asav lo klum? Why were not yotzei the mitzvah at all? Because you didn't put it down. So hanacha isa mitzvah? No, the Gemara is madche, pushes that away. Hasam, do you know why if you're holding the menorah like this, you don't get a mitzvah? Because haraya oimer, somebody who passed by says, letzarcho who did not get, has nothing to do with it. It's a side problem. It's a side problem. The side problem is usually when people are holding a menorah. It's like they're like back to Statue of Liberty, right? Right. Why was the person holding a torch? To use it! Right? So if you can't use... If we know it's also to use the menorah, because it appears to me in Isa. If you're holding the menorah, it's not a problem because of Hanukkah Yisem. It's a problem that people think you're using it for yourself. Says Rashi, Hayatof di Bailah, who klomer hay milsa. This question was kfar ibailah. We already discussed it. Mafshat da bay mafshat alacha. There's going to be an answer, so we'll see it. Hayatofish near Hanukkah. You're holding the Ner Chanukah biyado in your hand, mishahadlika ad shechbas shekabas. So from the beginning till the end, the oimed lav dafka. You be sitting, right? You have to be standing. Could be sitting. Statue of Liberty, right? Sean, you know what the Statue of Liberty is. Mm-hmm. You saw it before.
Which
you should have. President Holland came to America special for this year today to sit down next to Obama to talk about Statue of Liberty. Right, how to lose it actually? So letzarcho l'shtamish v'leka nisim. So if it's letzarcho, if you're holding it, right, it looks like you're personally benefiting from it, and there's no hekar hanes. Hekar hanes means persumen es, right? It cannot be. We said actually was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Shamash. 2 weeks ago was Shamash. Right, we talked about the Shamash 2 weeks ago. One of the reasons we had to have the Shamash, right, was because of people saying that you're not going to have Pursuming Nisa. If you use the candles whatsoever, right, it's going to look like you're personally benefiting from it. Says the Gemara Vayitzer, that wasn't a good proof, so you have no proof either way. Tashma, come here, another proof. The Amarava, Hilika Mimifne, let's say you light the menorah inside. Votsio, and you take it and you put it outside by the door. Now, inside, of course, is not the ideal place. We learned that multiple times already. But if you go ahead and do that and you move it from inside to outside to the right place, lo asa klum, you did nothing. Eli by Yamar Bishlama, right? Halakha Isa Mitzvah, right? If you want to say that Halakha is Isa Mitzvah, Halakha Mimokoyma Binan, right? So you know why you took it from inside to outside? Because you didn't light it in its correct place. Bishim Hachi Lo Asukum. That's why you've done a big fat zero when you do that. Ella aber but Iamarta Hanacha is a mitzvah. That Hanacha did a mitzvah, right? So what's the point? Am I lost to the plum? You did exactly as supposed to. You lit it inside. You weren't Yotze 100%. You brought it outside and you did a Hanacha there. It sounds good, right? So Hanacha is a mitzvah. It shouldn't be lost to the plum. No, there also, the problem is, Hasanami, you're carrying the menorah from inside to outside. Haroya Omer, Latsarachu Dalaka, you look like the watchman in the old days. You know, in the old days, the people would go outside, the police, you know, they'd have a torch. You know, you had to go to the store, there was no lights outside, right? And you walked around with a candle, right? So it looks like you're using yourself. You're doing Hanacha Simitsa, but Hanacha Simitsa doesn't mean you walk around from inside to outside. That looks like your personal use. Hanacha Simitsa, you light it, you put it down right away, not carrying it around like a torch. So there also, you have no proof. Okay? Rashi, Vahotziya Bifnim, you lit inside, Bebayis, Vahotziya Lechotz, and you light it outside, Kedaka Amar Le'el, as we said earlier, that Sarech Lahanicha Al Pesach Beis Mechotz, really the proper place to put is by your door on the outside. Yamarta Bish Lama Halakha Semitzah Shu Hakilas Lakum, came in the Zui Mitzvasa, Tzarech Shetasi Makam Chayuba, because this is the mitzvah, you have to do it in its proper place, which is obligated. So we have so far no proofs. We're 0-4-2. Right? We have no solid proof whether Hanacha is a mitzvah or Lakas Mitzvah. Tashma, the Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And who Rabbi Shua ben Levi was? Who's his Rabbi? Who's Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Rabbi? Somebody should know this. This is like, you've seen this. He's one of the Maccabees. That is a good hint. Rabbi Yechanan. Right? Yeah, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Ashashis. Okay, what's an Ashashis? Rashi says, Kli gadol shezuchuchis, belaz lanterna. Sound familiar? Lantern. You have a lantern. Shai said, Lakes, Valakas, calling home. Your lantern is the whole day. It's on. Now, Lamotu Shabbos, Saturday nights. Rashi, the Lakes, Limitzis Chanukah, Erev Shabbos. You lit it Erev Shabbos. You put a lot of oil, right? You're not an environmentalist. You let it burn the whole day. It's going. It's going. It's going. It's going. Just get no mitzvah for doing that. And you can eat, but it's going. So Motzei Shabbos, Mechabe. You can extinguish it. Umalika, light it again. Limitzis Alav for the next night of Chanukah, right? So you have a menorah or a lantern. A regular menorah doesn't have enough oil. Big lantern. You're gonna light, and you put enough oil. Could last for 40 hours. Right, you lit it the whole Shabbos. You blow it out Saturday night. You relight it. You know, it's the mitzvah of Chanukah. Yamar to b'shalom halakha is a mitzvah. If the lighting is the mitzvah, great. Because you know what? Once you extinguish it, you relight it. It's a new mitzvah. It's an iron mitzvah. However, ela yamar to hanacha is a mitzvah. If hanacha is the mitzvah, why was this good? Hay mechaba umalika. Why is mechaba malika good? You should have had to be mechaba. You should have to extinguish it. Umagbiya, you pick it up. Umanicha, you put it down, and then light it. Only coming by light, right? Why is just extinguishing and lighting it good? You had no hanachas amenorah. Judge, is that good for you? It's good for the Gemara, by the way. The Gemara holds us to good proof.
I understand what you're saying, but I guess last week you must have learned that you haven't heard this thing before, but you have to lift it up.
Well, that's right. Hanacha. Hanacha means the placement. No, because since you've lit it in its place, Hanacha means the putting down would be the mitzvah.
But normally you put your menorah, like what we do, you put our menorah in a certain place right before
that's because right now. It's a good thing you came tonight. That's just because over this moment, we just said that we pasken halakha is a mitzvah. By the way, I was going to say this, for the Mari Cheskel says, he says, you know, whenever you have a machlekes in the Gemara, Tanayim, or Amoraim, there's always intrinsic argument beside. So the Maharal Cheskel says that really the machlekes of Hanacha Yisrael Mitzvah, Hanacha Yisrael Mitzvah, is what's the essence of the mitzvah in Eretz Chanukah. If you say Hanacha Yisrael Mitzvah, means the placement, means It was really the military victory. That's what Yecheskel says. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was to show that the placement of the menorah, that's really what we're focusing on. If it's the halakha, it's really the menorah, that the lighting of the menorah, that's the ikar mitzvah. And that, therefore, halakha is a mitzvah. Now, we said earlier, what was Chanukah koveh on? My Chanukah. What did we say? What was the mitzvah that we made the whole Chanukah? You did Rabbi Yonasan Milunil? The nes of? Were you here for that? Rabbi Yonasan Milunil? You missed a good cheer, by the way. Right? We said it was the war, the victory of the battle. Right? The victory of the battle, the war was the main mitzvah. So much so that the war was the main mitzvah, we said, we did Rabbi Yonasan Milunil, that the 8 days has nothing to do with the 8 days of. 8 days of the oil burning, but they had 8 days, which is to be like Sukkot. That's what. And so even if you don't say you're going to say, if you're like the other Rishonim, the Gemara says Chanukah is koveh on the military victory. We say halakha is a mitzvah because here we're talking about the menorah. When we say my Chanukah, what did the Gemara say? What was Chanukah koveh to do? Lahalal, ooh, lahodas. So when we talk about the menorah. That's something else. So the menorah halakha is a mitzvah means. The essence of the menorah is not the military victory, it's the halakha. That's how the Mar Yecheskel wants to say. Okay. But as far as this is concerned, this, the Gemara says, is an ironclad raya that we paskin halakha oisim mitzvah. Now, the Gemara then says, and not only that, v'oid dimikadahum avrinan ashakid shanu b'mitzvoyisav v'tzivanu lahalik nir shal Chanukah. We make a bracha, lahalik ner shel Chanukah, shmamina. We learn from here halakha aisa mitzvah, shmamina. Now, what do we see? That the bracha is lahalik, right? Ner shel Chanukah. Maybe I'm not going to do this right now, but some say near Chanukah. But we see from that that the nusach habracha is not lahaniyach ner shel Chanukah, it's lahalik ner shel Chanukah. So as a second raya, the language of the bracha it tells it to us. Tosfos says right away, right? Shmamina halakha isemitz. Look at Tosfos shmamina im kain mutar lahalik ner shel, because we pass halakha isemitz, so you can light from candle to candle, right? Mikol makom says Tosfos kima shenagu ha'olam lahachmer. But we're machmer not to light from candle to candle. So, we should not change that minag. Just going back to this bracha, I want to tell Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zuchus Yagin Alein, and Zatzal. So Rabbi Yaakov says, you learn a tremendous yisod here. He says, you see that the way Chazal were koyveya the bracha tells you the essence of the bracha. Right? That the way that the, you see Lahalik Nershal Chanukah tells you, so he was speaking once to Mechanchim, and he said, well, let me ask you a question. What's the, if you're a Rebbeim, how do you teach your students Torah? Right? How does a Rebbe teach students Torah? How does a father teach his son Torah? What's the essence of the mitzvah? He says, he brought this Gemara, and then he said, well, look at Birchas HaTorah. And to say that, you want to know what the essence of Limud HaTorah is? So the bracha Birchas HaTorah, we all know, but we think Limud HaTorah is, you know, we have to learn Torah. Like Hashem doesn't say every word of Torah is, you know, you get a mitzvah. It's very serious, very. But what do we say in the bracha, said Rabbi Yaakov? Ha rev na Hashem alakeres devei sarascha. Befinu v'yamcha beis Yisrael. It should be sweet in our mouth. Say Seven Yankiv. The essence of Limud HaTorah, you can see from the bracha, the way Chazal were called there, is to learn Torah should be sweet. And if you're not learning it, so you're not doing the mitzvah correctly. That the essence of Limud HaTorah, now we see that in other places, that's why an Avol can't learn Torah. It's Torah's Mesam Chilev, that's why we don't learn Tisha B'Av. But Rabbi Yaakov said, you see it from the bracha alone. And if your person's not learning Torah, you know, if your person's coming to the shir and it's not geshmak, you figure that you've learned something else. The person's doing something else, they're not learning Torah. Whenever a person's learning Torah, it's not geshmak. So you see from the bracha, you're not learning Torah the way a person should be learning Torah. And just like Lahadik Ner Shal Chanukah tells you, said Rabbi Yaakov. He's talking to Machanuk. He was in the shir he gave to Machanukim. You know, he's just like Lahadik Ner Shal Chanukah tells you that the essence of the mitzvah, that Gemara brings as a raya. Gemara brings us a raya that the halakha is a mitzvah. So too, that you see from the bracha here also, that if you want to know if you're teaching Torah to your children or to yourself or to others correctly, you gotta know if it's geschmack. Everyone knows what geschmack is now, right? Even Shira knows geschmack, right? That it's sweet or not. Okay, so the Gemara then says we had checkmate, right? Halakha oisim mitzvah. I'm gonna go to the end, but we're gonna swing back to halakha oisim mitzvah. We're not done with this yet. Shmamela halakha oisim mitzvah shmamela. V'hashem halakha oisim mitzvah. Once now that we say halakha oisim mitzvah. Halika chere shayte v'katan lo asav lo klum. If a person who's mentally challenged or deaf, going backwards, or a katan, they did nothing. You know why? Because they can't be yotzi for you. They can't light. They don't have a nice mitzvah. There's no halakha. If it's the placement, then they can light the menorah, and a person who's obligated in the mitzvah could take it and put it down, right? Because the halakha is just a preemptive thing. Right, but if halakha oisim mitzvah, if they light, even if you move it and put it down, then you have to first extinguish it to redo it because halakha oisim mitzvah.
That's okay, according to Rambam, that we were reading before. Right?
The Rambam is only talking about Beis Hamikdash. So only reason I brought that Rambam, I think, came a minute too late, was because Rashi says we learn halakha oisim mitzvah from the Beis Hamikdash. So the Rambam clearly holds not that way. What the Rambam holds by Neiris Chanukah? No, the Rambam is not going to argue in the Gemara. Gemara says clearly here the halakha is a mitzvah. Not the halakha is a mitzvah. You have to be obligated in the mitzvah to go ahead and do it. The Ram is not going to say, it's like Rashi, that the halakha is a mitzvah of this Gemara applies to the Beis Hamikdash. That Ram clearly does not learn, right? He learns that differently.
When Katan lights in your house, does he say the bracha?
So he's about a Katan, his shilo, it's not a 4-year-old, right?
My
3-year-old girl will say the bracha, but it's a big fanzira. She wants to, she'll say the bracha because she'll be upset if she doesn't say it. But she's a really little precocious girl, and everyone, all our siblings are doing it. Shlomo Eliezer, who's one, he will not do it. If I gave him the candle, my wife would kill me. Right? So it's pikuach nefesh on my part, and he may kill me with the candle. So it's a lose proposition. But Shifra, my 3-year-old, is definitely a light because she will throw a fit if she doesn't light. In fact, she's already asking about her menorah. So, but she would, does, could she be yotze me or anyone else? Does she have any obligation? No, she has no obligation. Yeah, no problem. She's Ashkenazi, for sure not a problem. And even if she is Sephardi. And you know why? Because right now, Isha Vadai Malika, Dam Rabbi Shuman Levi, Nashim Chayavas Miner Chanukah, women are obligated. Women are obligated as Chanukah. No, there's no chilik Ashkenazi Mishra. Making Abhi with a bracha shafhan. They were also involved in this in the Nes. Rashi says, well, actually, we'll hold on Rashi. Okay. Now, let's remark on halakha. What are we passing on? Halakha oisim mitzvah or halakha oisim mitzvah? Remember, remind me. So the Rosh, the Tor, the Rif, I'll just read one, because they all say the same thing. If you want to see the Rosh is Rabbeinu Osher. It's Perek Beis in the Kisheni, and it's Halacha Vav. I already did it here because we did it here. Actually, Halacha Zayin. Excuse me, take it back. It's Zayin. We actually did Vav. Vav was last week. That's why we have it marked Zayin. Zion. It's the middle of Zion over here.
I don't think
in the middle. Yeah. So I'll read the Torah because this is going to be long. So it's Zion. He'll say the same thing, right? Listen to how the Torah paskins the halacha. It's better in the Torah, anyways. It's in that one. Hilkach, right? Yeah. But we're reading the Torah for one reason. We paskin like the Torah. So listen to how the Torah says it. Hilchasa halacha isa mitzvah. We paskin halacha isa mitzvah lo nachasa. If you would put it in its place, let's say your shiksa, you have a housekeeper, Mexican lady, very nice lady, Maria, right? Maria, right? That's right.
Always Maria.
Right? So Maria.
They're always Maria.
Do they have any other names, by the way?
Argentina and Peru and Mexico, they're always Maria.
I was actually wondering about that. I've been looking for a housekeeper who didn't have that name. I've never found it. Okay, so Maria. Maria, and I think the community not housekeeper, Maria, put your menorah down, right? Maria, put my menorah down. Do I have to move my menorah? She polished it. She did a nice job. Polished it. Put it by my windowsill. Now it comes to Neres Chanukah, put it on my hat and my jacket. I'm all excited. My kids are excited to light the Chanukah candles. Maria, put it down. Do I have to do anything?
No.
Oh, I light it as is. I light it where it is. Kavaldik. Right? How about if I put it there 3 months ago? I haven't moved it. Also, if I didn't put it for the Chanukah, I moved it because I liked where it looks. It looks good there, right? It looks good by that window. I didn't do it as Shem. Even so, it says the we pass halakha is a mitzvah. Nicha Shem mitzvah Chanukah. Hilkach. Ashashis, going back to the Gemara's case, of a lantern, shalik sitalak is koyom. Lariv at night, mechabe, umalikul Shem mitzvah. Mikomakom, tzarch shilakena. That says a tour. You better light it where it's going to keep. You're going to keep it there. Why is this? Shimelika, maybe v'otzir lachutz lo yatsa. If you lit it inside and you brought it out, lo yatsa sharaya or matzarchu malika. Because somebody will say that you did it for your own good. V'chena malika lo kase biadim mekomo lo yatsa. Sharaya or matzarchu aichsa. Right. So. What do we paskin? Halakha isamitzvah or Hanakha isamitzvah? Paskin? Halakha isamitzvah, right? So the Torah says two things. She says we pass halakha, but then he says this thing of sharaya. We talked about sharaya oimer. What was that talk? What was that trying to prove? Right? What was that trying to prove? It was trying to prove either halakha or anacha. Mm-hmm. Why isn't it unnecessary to bring that as a second reason? Right? Shouldn't be. Once we say halakha isa mitzvah, we don't need haraya. Haraya was only to prove something, right? So the Bach asks this on it. And the Magen Avraham the Bach is long. If anyone wants to see this, it's Tafresh Ayin Hey. The Bach asks this on the Tor and on the Rif, and the Rosh all say this language. Just tell me halakha isa mitzvah. So don't bring haraya. Haraya was a possible proof. So according to Magen Avraham, who puts it in short, Hiksha Bach asks the Bach, Habegamlara Amrinan Hatam Dalaka B'Mekoimo. The Gemara says should light in its place. Why? Because Halaka Aisa Mitzvah. So which means that you have to light it in its place. Vimken, why do you need this additional reason? It means if you're going to move it, right, then you didn't do Halaka, your Halaka was not correct because you didn't light in the place you're supposed to light it. Right, just like you need to have enough oil in the lamp, which is the next halacha, right? You can't light it. When you light it, there's not enough oil. The mechaber will say, you do not fulfill your obligation. So why not? Because when halacha isamitz means at the point of lighting, it has to be good. So we don't need this separate thing of carrying it because of maris ayin, like what people are going to think. It's not necessary. So the Magen Avraham likes the Bach's question. Who's the Bach judge? Sure, he commands. Be nice to Shmuel Agun. He'll tell you it's the rabbi in Krakow. Right.
Same place as the
Ramah. It'll be all circus, yeah. They're same place as the Ramah, right? And see, they're actually that cemetery behind the synagogue. It's still there. Don't go. Yeah. But otherwise, I'm not going to light the menorah in the base of Migdash, inside or outside, right? So the Bach has a good kashya. Whatever says. So what's the Bach himself answers? He quotes the Bach's answers. The tirets the bal loyma de filo di dan infras shemalikim bifnim im hotzia lachutz. If you when you light it inside, you shouldn't take it outside. Lo yatsa shaharaya oymel tzar chalicha shaharaya. Will say that you're doing it for yourself. Just carrying it is a problem. So, just in case you would end up carrying it afterwards, that also, for that reason, he has to say it. Even if you go and carry it from to a better place or a place you'd be yotze, let's say you're inside, and you bring it outside, so you're for sure yotze inside. You would like a yotze. I mean, if you were taking it from inside outside in the old days, so you didn't put it in your proper place. But here it was lit in its proper place, right? Or let's say you lit in a proper place, and now you want to move it for convenience sake.
Yeah, but a wide window, and for some reason you want to move it a foot over.
Right. So that you shouldn't do, and that's what he says. You said here.
So what about rain? What about rain? If you're doing outside and it starts to rain,
So what do you mean if you're doing it outside and it starts to rain? So you if you know it's going to rain, you should light outside. In Israel, and I'm actually going to get this in 1 second, in Israel they have a box that covers it. Not because of rain, but because of the wind. Right? Because of the wind. With rain comes wind. So we well, actually, I'm going to get it's a good question. If you look at Taf Reish Ayin Hay, Taf Reish Ayin Hay in the Mechaber, and Mishnah Berurah Asif Katan Hay, I'm not even going to do the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, we just said, what the Torah just said, the Mechaber says, the Rabbi Cairo says the same thing. But look what he says at Sifkan Hay. So, Lekenim and Makom Hanachas. So, Hainu Bezman and Gemar, Shet Tzarech Laniach and Erchanakal, Pesach Besu Mechutz, who Kapashte, Shet Tzarech Laal, Lekam Kim and Makom Hanachal, Dhanu Mechutz. Shesham, who Makom Achiv, Shul Persina, No Nisa. Vafilu Kayom, and even today, Shanu Makilin, we light inside the house. So what people sometimes do is they move it on the windowsill. You can't do that. If you move it on the windowsill, that's a big problem, right? That's what the Torah and the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah are saying the same thing. And the Rosh brought this, and the Rif brought this, and the Bach asked why. Because you cannot move it at all, right? You have to light, right? Pick where you want to light, in other words. Pick where you want to light.
But that was sounding like he was saying if you're moving it from a place which is okay to a place that was not okay or vice versa. Here you're moving it from a place that was okay to another place
okay. But what's the reason? He's saying it's not because halakos mitzvah. The reason is it's mishum sharaya. Because what people are going to see, when they see you carrying the menorah, it looks like you use personal use. That, which means it's not really inside, outside, outside, inside. That's really irrelevant. What the problem is there's a second, that reason blibes, that reason stays. And therefore, even if you want to move it on your windowsill, or you're lighting in your house, and the windows are closed, you're sakana. Somebody told me, sort of announced on Shal Shulis that in a certain community, that somebody said, if this is true, and I'm highly skeptical, and in the Bay Area, someone said, you don't have to light by the window, because it's sakana. I don't believe that for a second, but if it's true, right? I don't believe it's not. I'm not macabre that someone said that, but it's probably just someone made a joke and someone thought it was serious. But let's say
maybe they're thinking a sakana in the sense that the wind will come.
No, they're thinking about like Arab terrorism. That's what it was said. It's hard, very hard to believe that was actually said.
Is it like a
chilo?
What if you don't move it? Do you still?
Oh, so you see here, you can't move it. Humalika. 1 second. Once again, we get to your question. A second. Lufiza pasha do I did? If you're sure, if you move it inside outside, let's say you move it.
Because it's mashman loko is a mitzvah.
Yeah. So if inside outside, Rekiva Eger actually says you have to make a bracha, and there you'll be yoytze both ways, right? So this is what it says. Le'im sarach lachs levarach mevor b'shutter b'kivay. This is in the back. They don't know how. Shechayis mevarach. Why? Kivish shezem a shorish mitzah laka. The shorish mitzah halaka is what? She'nikir b'halaka. It has to be when you're lighting it. Clear. L'shem mitzvah lo tzarcho. You're doing it for the mitzvah lo tzarcho. And it's presumenis nisa. Right? So others say you be yoytze, but it's not simple. So very important, and this is you know what happens a lot of times. I've seen this when I was in yeshiva. They had personal lights somewhere in like a shaky area. Then they'd have to move it because there's a danger. Mm-hmm. It's not so posh. Now you should move it. By the way, danger always wins. But be careful. Pick where you want to light. If you have little kids, think ahead of time. You know where you're lighting your menorah. Don't move your menorah. It's a low pashut.
Unless of course you know, after half an hour.
Oh, Freckert and Klein, what about after half an hour? Right? What about after half an hour? What about if we move it after
half an hour? Then you can move it.
So, set, look at Sif Cotton Vav. Vavotzi Lachutz. Got it? Chutz, you're a place where Shafilo Ayat Lachav Anachim Alakam Echad, maybe Fnir Chutz, Gamkin, Yeshu Zar, Shlola Talta, Anayaris, Chanakam Akomo. So that, right, now in the same place, if you're outside, moving it outside. If you're inside, moving it inside. Right, this involves, if called involved.
Or the window to the east.
Right, and the window to the east. Odd, how long?
Odd,
usually a shir shalok at the Hanu Chatzishah.
But the candles are still going, right?
You're right, but what,
so people are still going to see it. so they didn't see
what you're yotze mitzvah.
You may be yotze your mitzvah, but people are going to see you moving the thing, and they're going to say you're doing this for your own mitzvah. They may not know it's already been lit for half an hour.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't that be? It would still be a problem.
Because they that much we're not worried about, because if you lit it at the right time, it's for half an hour. You've done your mitzvah. You're not. It's that much. It's been there. Somebody saw you do the mitzvah. It's not marisan, like they say. It's the point of the mitzvah. You were doing it. It took away from it. That ma'isa took away from it. But once you've done your mitzvah, that's okay. By the way, they bring down the side here. It brings down afterwards. Even in the basic knesses, one should not move the menorah for that shear. There are those who are machmer. For those who would hold, let's say you keep your menorah lit for longer, you'd still want to be careful. But it's getting pointed out or asked, right? Technically speaking, after that half hour, that would be enough. Okay. Now, someone asked me, someone just mentioned about the Israel. Well, in Israel, we light the glass boxes, right? And we know that that if we say halakha is a mitzvah, the mechaber over here is the phase, we'll say you have to have proper amount of oil, because at the point of halakha, it has to be good. Gideon was a Yushalmi. Who was the Maral Diskin? The Maral Diskin. What? Shua Leib Diskin. First, he was a Rav in Bris. The Beis HaLevi actually took him over when he moved to Jerusalem. And with Reb Shmuel Salant in the 19th century, they were the two Rabbanim from Yerushalayim. The two rabbis, the two great rabbis of Jerusalem was the Maral Diskin and Reb Shmuel Salant. The Minog, even 100 plus years ago, was to light outside in Jerusalem. So Maral Diskin held, was very concerned, then you have those glass boxes. When you light it, the box has to be open, right? The box has to be open. Well, if the box is open and the wind can blow it out, said the Maral Diskin, it's not halakha isa mitzvah, because at the moment that it was open, if you would leave it open, it wouldn't last, so it's not a problem. So he actually said, you have to open it from the bottom. You have to have the opening from the bottom and stick your hand up and light the candle. There. That's what he said. Because halakha is a mitzvah, it has to be good at that moment. The Rav, the great rabbi of Jerusalem, about 85 years later, was about 70 years later, the Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Mikrai Kaddish. So Tzvi Pesach Frank was going awesome. So he said, no, what are you talking about? That's a halakha mitzvah. You're going to close it a second anyways. We view it as if the box is closed. There's no reason I have to open it. That's the minute, by the way. No, I've never seen a box in Jerusalem opening. They open it from the side. It's like the pizza. Because we don't view it as open. Because it seems it's only open momentarily. So we view it as the thing is closed. Right? It's not enough to say it's felt. It's lacked in halakha mitzvah. I'm positive, by the way, that there's somebody who's machmir for the Maral Diskin, but that's what he says. Okay. Now, we said at the end that finally the Sephardim give women their due. I've had another. How does Sephardim give women their due? Usually a Sephardi doesn't let a woman shake a lulav and say, is that true?
Yes.
Not because of good or bad. They learn the halacha. Right? We pass Ashkenaz and pass like Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam says, even if a woman's not obligated in a mitzvah, since they have a kiyum ha-mitzvah, they can make a bracha on a mitzvah. Right? And Sfarim said, no, if they're not asher tzivanu, if they're not obligated, how in the world are they saying a bracha? Asher tzivanu, to shake a luluf, to sit in the sukkah. You're not commanded. God never commanded me, so how can I say a bracha? Right? That's all those. Well, over here, are all women light. Why do they light? What's the language of the Gemara?
They're part of the nis.
Afhan hayuba. What does Rashi say? What happened to these ladies? What's Rashi say? Rashi says, "Shagazu yavan makol besulis nesuis lebal letafser tchila vayad isha nasa anes." That all of the Jewish girls were supposed to go to the duke before they got married, the night before they got married, and a woman saved them. Who is this woman? It's the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim, says in the back. Says the Ran. It wasn't a chas from his daughter.
Yeah,
But the Torah's name sect, that's true. Sha'av Harry Musa, he says, Ran Dapir Rif Yudim and Aleph. Shagazu Vanin, the Greeks, Alkobus was all Jewish virgins. They were getting married. They had to go the night before they got married to the Duke. By the Isha Nasanes, not a woman that is, the Amir Merish, the Bito Shayovan Achil, Larayish Ha'ivim Givina, that the daughter of Yochanan gave to Peliphonus, doesn't say that's what we're talking about, cheese. He got thirsty, she gave him wine. He got intoxicated, and she chopped off his head. And when they saw the Greek general had died, Barku Kulam, Vazanagulachal Givina Mechanica. So Rashi and the Ram both say that the Mi'afhan Isa, Boisohanes is this. Now, Lamaisa, Taisvis, in Megillah, Daf Dalad, Amud Aleph, tells us the Megillah is talking about there's three places of pursuing Isa. There's Chanukah, and Megillah, and Dalad Kosos. All three times it says, Afhen Ayubosanes, all three places women are obligated in, because, and all three places are rabbinic. Okay? Says Taisvis.
Rabbinic for what?
Near Chanukah's rabbinic mitzvah.
Arba Koisos.
Arba Koisos is rabbinic.
Okay.
And Megillah Esther's rabbinic. So all three with Chazal were just said because they're obligated to the mitzvah. They because they're involved in the miracle. they have an obligation. So over here, Sha'af Hanagabu says Taisvis Megillah Daf Dalmanal says Pirush Rashbam. Rashbam says Sheikir. What's the Rashbam? Iker hanes haya al yadon. You know what it says? Afhen ayusubot sinas, that the main miracle was through them. Esther b'chanaka. Esther's on Chanaka. Says the Rashbam Yehudis. Esther on Purim. Just making sure one's listening here. Esther on Purim. I think we go too long over there. Esther on Purim. Yehudis on Chanaka. Right?
That was the Yikar.
And Pesach, Beschot, Sirkonios, Hador Negalo.
Not I believe, but
the Yehudis
was the eagerness.
So Tysus says. Now listen, that's surprising, right? I'm going to get this in a second. More than that, this is Vikasha, Deloshin, that Tysus, now Tysus, that's the Rashbam. Tysus, the Tysus says, this is very Shmer. You know why? What is it? What?
Who's the Rashbam?
Who's Rashbam?
Grandson.
What was his name? What was his first name?
Shmuel.
Shmuel. Who's the younger brother? But who else?
The girl.
Rivam. Rivam. Okay. Says Taisvas, he has to say Pam Kasha, not Pam. Simple Kasha. What do you mean? The woman with the ikker? He said, Afhen! They too! If the woman with the ikker shouldn't say Afhen, everybody is Sanesh. The Taisvas says, sounds like they were secondary omas, shen tfeilus. Right? Leperusho, she should have said that. So Taisus then says, L'chach nirali, shen afhen hayu besafik lahash v'larug. Right? That on Purim they would have got killed, just like us. And on Pesach they were mshubadis l'mitzrayim, like us, they had to work, they were also slaves. And they were, and on Chanukah, they were going to the dukes every time they got married. They were also afflicted. So Taisus understands differently. Nothing to do with Yehudis. And now there's nothing to do with Yehudis. So you're going to tell me that they, like the Rashbam and their Iker? We'll get back to this in a minute. So Lamaisa, we saw that the Rashi and the Ran, the Ramah brings the story down. The Mishnah Berurah brings the story down. If actually, there are three differences, three nafkaminas about women because they're involved in miracle. One, this whole story of Yehudis. Number one is Afhen Ayu Bo'osu, and that's according to Rashi and the Ran and the Ramah. That the reason women are obligated, and Taisus over here, by the way, the reason women are obligated to light Hanukkah candles is because of Yehudis. Right? Because of Yehudis. They all bring down this story. And that's one thing. So the other reason, we eat Gevina. Why do we eat cheese? What's the reason? Because of Yehudis, because it's Medrash. What about number three? What's the third thing? There's a minhag not to do malacha. Why don't we do malacha? Why does a woman do malacha? Also for this reason.
Also, the woman should be more makpid on the malacha also.
No? Huh?
The woman should be more makpid on the malacha also.
What? The woman should be more machpid. So Tosfos said in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Mishabur says Sifkat and Gimel, that women should not do malacha during the candles being light. Why? Dafka Nashim. If he should not, it was done through them. And he says, see, later on, Sif Beis, were there a Ma, and the Mishnah Berurah, if you look at Sif Beis, Sif Katan Yud, Shehechil Yehudis, says exactly the story that Rashi and the Ranzai, this whole story of Yehudis, the Magen Avraham brings this, the Taz brings this, the Chayodim brings this. One problem. Says Aruch HaShulchan, who's Aruch HaShulchan? Rabbi Epstein, Rabbi Navardik, judge. I knew you knew that, that's why I didn't ask you. Right? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, this never happened in this time. The Yehudas is a story that was, it's out of whack. Mm-hmm. Right? So, he says, didn't happen then. Right? He says, the Ksat Meitzchan Kanasa the Isha. A little bit, not like Tosfos, but not like the Rashbam. Like a little bit of the Chanukah happened through a woman. And therefore, and even though it didn't happen at this time, we do these things. And we shouldn't be mevatel it. The more of a Ktsia, the Yaivitz, is a lot stronger than the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, why? He says, first of all, he doesn't understand one of the world where to bring this stuff for. Not to do Malacha, because you do this. This never, it's chronologically lacking. Didn't happen at the same time. Why should this be? He says maybe Chazal wanted to. First he says maybe the Issur Malacha has something to do with Yehudas. The woman can't do work like sewing or washing clothes during the half hour of candle lighting. Nothing to do with Yehudas because it was a Gezerah to remind us that you can't use the candle lights. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with Yehudas. And then even with Talmud Yehudas, maybe they just want to remember this, even though it happened in the first place of Hamikdash. They were inspired to remember this, and they put it in the miracle of Hanukkah. But it had nothing to do with this. Right? Okay. Certainly, the Rashbam, right? Iker. The Rashbam doesn't say this, but I found the Medrash. I was looking around today if I can find it. It's a Medrash I couldn't find, but I actually looked online. I got it somewhere. It was an unbelievable Medrash, which I don't think anyone heard. It was worth it to wake up this morning to see this, because this is Apenoi Be'oisanes. Lamaitza, it's not in Rashi, it's not in the Ran, but this Medrash is so geschmack, so gavaldic. And it will say, according to this Medrash, it's literally that the women are the Iker. This is, if anyone looks at it, it's Oitzer Medrashim Chanukah, Kuf Peites. Okay. The Medrash says like this. You know what, I'm going to read it in English, even though I have it, when I looked it up, I got a Hebrew English copy. I'll read the English just because of the time. So when the Greeks realized that the Jewish people were not affected by the decrees, they rose and issued a bitter, ugly decree that a bride on the first night after her wedding must leave her wedding canopy for the bed of the local hegemon, for the bed of the local duke. When the Jewish people heard this, their hands weakened and their strength abated, and they refrained from betrothing, and the Greeks would mistreat the daughters of Israel. They maintained this practice for 3 years and 8 months. Until the daughter of Matasiah, the high priest, became engaged to a Hashmonai by the name of Elazar. When the day of her joyous wedding arrived, they seated her in a throne. At the time of the meal, all the elders, all the Gedalia Hador, remember Matasiah was the Kohen Gadol, right? So all the Gedalia Hador. You ever see those pictures of like, the Hamadiyah, like all the Rosh Hashivas, the Rebbes? Right? They're all there, all everyone was there. Okay?
It hadn't been a wedding for 3 years.
Well, we know from Ksubis, by the way, there were weddings, but they were in secret, right? Because Ksubis starts when you get married, to get out, get right? So when they sat down, the Milchana, who was the Kala, the daughter of Maso, rose up from her throne, clapped her hands together, ripped her garment, i.e. exposed herself, and stood revealed before all of Israel. This is a Medrash, by the way, I'm not making this up. Her father, mother, and in-laws, this is the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, rips and reveals herself. When her brothers, who were the Maccabees, when her brothers witnessed this act, they were embarrassed and looked towards the ground and tore their garments. And they began to approach her to kill her for her Torah. She said to them, here are my brothers and cousins. If you were zealous towards me for the fact that I stood naked before righteous people, without committing any sin, yet you are not zealous to hand me to over to an uncircumcised heathen to mistreat me. That means you're worried about me revealing myself. The fact that tomorrow night this baboon is going to take me and savage me, that doesn't annoy you. That doesn't bother you enough to do anything. He says, we must learn from Shimon and Levi, the brothers of Dina, who were the only two, but still zealously endangered their lives to destroy Shechem for the sake of Hashem's name. And Hashem helped them and did not shame them. And you are five of us, not two, not Levi and Shimon. Yehuda, Yochanan, Yonasan, Shimon, and Elazar, and the young priests number over 200. Place your trust in Hashem, and he will help you, as it is written. For there is no restraint to Hashem to be saved by many or few, it's a pasuk in Shmuel. Then she burst into tears and said, I'm not going to listen to Hebrew, I can't, right? She opened her mouth and said, "Amra, Rebbeinu." I can't say it. It's less than English. Rebbeinu Shalaylam, Hashem, in lo yisachas aleinu. If you don't have mercy on us, chus al kedusha shimcha agadol, right? Our physical body to be defiled. Shenikra aleinu v'nakavunik maseinu. But also Shah, it was at that moment when the five Maccabees, Niskanu achiyav amru bo v'natul eitzah. That was what the Halei decided. To fight the Greeks. According to this measures, who caused the mikzvah? Who caused the war? Who was it? Was a woman. Then it was Khan Abbas Matasiyahu who caused. That's Afen HaYobo Sanas. Afen HaYobo Sanas, she caused the whole Malkama. It was her act, by the way. You think of Mamish Haflavilla Azat Snua has to reveal herself to change her whole Mishpacha, but they apparently her Lashem Shemai, by the way, no matter what, even Yehudis we know is Lashem Shemai because she, we know that. It was, you know, like it would have to have been that she was as well, right? But here also, the whole war, this would have been Ikar Hanes was Nasa El Yadon. According to this Madrash, the whole war, the whole what? You know, he calls you this, but it says Ikar Hanes Nasa El Yadon. Just you know, maybe you know. Okay, one last point. There's another Peledik Rambam. Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah. Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah. Talking about reading, saying Hallel on Chanukah. Mimhaya makre tzahal katan ever isha. Oh, not harem. You have to say you can't be yotze with other people. You can be yotze what they say, but if a katan, a kid, or a slave, or a lady, they say Hallel. If they answer after Mashen or Mila Bamila, what is the Rambam saying? Because this is Rambam saying that if a woman says, woman is not obligated halal, you can't be yotze halal from a woman because there is no obligation. This is a problem. This is a kasha, the Rambam. Why is it a kasha, the Rambam? Avhen ha'yboisonais! If they're boisonais, shouldn't a woman have to say halal on Hanukkah? Right? If it's Avhen ha'yboisonais, woman also should say halal on Hanukkah. By the way, Tosfos sounds like a woman should say halal on Hanukkah. Where does Tosfos say this? In Hilchos Sukkah. Tosfos in Hilchos Sukkah talks about a woman saying halal on Sukkos. It says there's no mitzvah for women to say halal on Sukkos. Women don't say halal on Sukkos. If you listen to them, you're not yotze. So Tosfos, Lamed Chatzman Aleph, Mashi Mikan, to Isha Patur Mahalal. A woman is not obligated on halal on Sukkos. V'chan de'atzeres, and also on Shmei Atzeres, or any other. Why? It's a mitzvah Sashas Man Kroma. They don't have any makpid on this. Afa gav da halal de lili psachim. They're obligated. Why halal at the Seder night to a woman? By the way, it's very important. I always tell my wife, she got, you know, you gotta hear say halal. You the kids, you gotta say halal. Women are obligated. That's klar. The Gemara says it. Halal de psachim, mashu perk avir psachim, the mechayva, right? So he says that's different, I says, because the palo de pesach al hanesba, avhem ha'yu ba'yis hanes. So on Sukkot, we don't say avhem ha'yu ba'yis hanes. But on arba kaisis, what do we say? Avhem ha'yu ba'yis hanes. Well, if you say avhem ba'yis hanes, they're obligated. So what's different? So Tosfos would say, anytime avhem ba'yis hanes, right? And in fact, the reform of Elashon Tosafot says explicitly, you see from Tosafot this way, he says the Rambam argues, but he doesn't understand the Rambam. The Rambam is a Pella. Right? The Rambam is a Pella. Women should not say it. Now, excuse me, woman should say.
Purim, we can, say.
Right.
Purim?
What?
Yeah.
Because it's or whatever. No, it's on the Gufna Shama, right? So says the Ravadi Osim Chazon Avadia. He quotes Reb Shlomo Kohen Mevilna, Hafla fellow. He says, "Yeah, of course, you have to say it. You have to say a woman have to say how, but maybe it's like the Rambam holds by Hilchas Tefila. Magen Rambam says a woman can be yotze Tefila by like Modani. So maybe it can be yotze with one paragraph of how, which is very schwer to say that. But what Rav Avadia says is as follows. Says Rav Avadia Yosef, why is it that on Sukkot or Pesach, women don't say halal? Weren't they have Henayu Ba'yisanais? Weren't they involved in the miracle? Weren't they saved on Pesach? Weren't they in the Sukkot, right? Why is there no obligation? We say Af Henayu Ba'yisanais. Why didn't it say in it there, right? So he says that when do we say Af Henayu? What's the You say it off hand how you both said us. Because the Gemara doesn't, the Gemara actually in Arve Pesachim has done a woman's obligation to eat matzah, not from off hand by us. Only Dal Kosher do we say that. Right? Because Be'etzem, we only say off hand how you both are nice, right? When it's the intrinsic thing is that, right? The intrinsic means the whole lighting, the whole saving of Hanukkah, or the whole mitzvah is pursuing Esau. So then, if women were involved in the mitzvah, or the ikara mitzvah, we say afen ha'abosas. But sitting in sukkah is not a presuming nisa din. The thing that presume, we're not going to say afen ha'abosas. We only say afen ha'abosas when it's presuming nisa. So says Rabbi Vadi Yosef, when is there presuming nisa? Presuming nisa is they didn't light in the menorah. So afen ha'abosas, what's how you're lighting a menorah? Right. But not for halal. Halal is not that they didn't pursue Menisa. Halal is the whole list. Like I saw Shira Moshe Shalavichik, which is Yosha Ber Shalavichik's father, he says the same thing, but he says, no, Afen Ber Shalavichik, they would be obligated in halal. And actually, if you look, there's a slew of Rishonim in both ways, the slew of Achrayim in both ways. Shalom is on an Arbach, and Ramesha is passing like the Rambam. Women do not have to say halal. Now, Ashkenazim can say a bracha, by the way, on it. But by Sfardim, the woman would not be able to say a bracha because the only reason a woman could say a bracha on the menorah is afenar be'oso hanais, right? Well, if you want to say like a Ravadi is saying that afenar be'oso hanais is only on persume nisa, and menorah is persume nisa, right? But halal is not persume nisa, so then therefore that's how the Rama would be understood in the Gemara that even though it's afhen be'oso hanais, the oso hanais has to be din, which the whole din is a din of persume nisa. Okay. Well, hold here. Thank you. That medrash is awful, fella, right? Unbelievable medrash.
Where is that medrash?
It's a medrash. It's a medrash. It's an Eitzer medrash. It's like, what is that?
It's like, quotes.
It's obscure medrashim. You know? But it's like, such a, you know?
When did it happen? What's the chronological order as far as you Buddhist?
Different opinions. Some say it's in the first place of English. Some says later. We know that in the Apocrypha, the Goyim have the Book of Judith, of course, which is way off on multiple levels, but that would have taken place at the time of second. Mm-hmm. It's the second temple period.
Right.
But it's a big question, and clearly other sources are learning her as a daughter. That's unequivocal, that she's the daughter of Yochanan. So if she's the daughter of Yochanan, it's time of Hanukkah. So as a historical machlokes, when she lived.
So maybe that's why.
Why?
Why he says that it's Yehudis that was the...
But Yehudis didn't do this
whole Maisa,
right?
She didn't inspire. No, it wasn't this. This matter saying it was Hanukkah, this whole story. That story with the they bring that, the cheese. That's why we have cheese.
Yeah. Right.
That's clear. That story is a baked medrash. She gave him cheese, took it got drunk, ended up getting thirsty. Took wine, kills him, right? That's a big medrash. No shiloh about that. Okay. Right? This is a medrash which is like a half of the whole medrash is a half of the medrash. When she clothed herself, you know, from the Gedolei, I mean, you have to imagine, you think Ramesha Feinstein or Yosha Ravadi Yosef, the Chavetz Chaim. You imagine Matzah Kohen Gadol. You know, for her to do this. But when you really think about the Medrash, like, and this is what was going on, and no one's stopping it, right? Like, you needed a radical act to wake people up, right? You needed a radical act to wake people up. So, and Cornette, that was a radical act which caused the war. Yeah, that's how, the Rishonim don't quote this Medrash, but it's still, it works very nicely in the Rishonim.
It's done like Medrash?
Pretty sure. I mean, I was looking for Otz Medrashim today. Hebrewbooks.org doesn't have it on it. I have to get it in New York now. It reminded me. Yeah.
By the way, you do have Hadlaka outside also in San Jose.
I'm not talking about Chabad. We're gonna get there, by the way. Neri Shabeso. Are you late outside? Oh my! So I'm just gonna really Israeli. I'm just
you know,
there's a Rabbi Josh Martyr. We lived in San Jose a few years ago. It was for the JSN before Rabbi Rudo was a Rabbi Martyr. So when he first came here, he had a bris. Actually, he was living in San Francisco, and he moved here. So he said a Shechianu at the bris, which is what the Sephardim do, and Ashkenazim only do in the land of Israel. He felt he didn't want to give up his... He had lived in Israel for a few years. He wanted to be like an Israeli. So Gideon doesn't want to give up the Israeli minhag over there. Yeah, but we said earlier, it's not so pashik, because for multiple reasons, especially in Chutz La'aretz, they're not to light outside. The minhag certainly is not that way. From the many time of early sources, hundreds of years, that has not been that way.
But he knows the rabbis walk in the streets.
What?
He knows the rabbis walk in the streets.
He knows a lot?
Rabbis walk in the
streets. Well, he says, I walk by his block, he figures I'm going to see it. Yeah. There. Yeah. Okay, good. It's nothing wrong. Just, you know, you brought your box from Israel. They don't even sell it here. You can't even get the box here. So, is it open from below? Is it open from below?
No.
Like or T-Face of Frank? Okay.